This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Hey everybody, the old man here from the Old Man's Podcast, and boy, do we have a treat today. We are going to talk to a good friend of mine, Monica, the proprietor, the creator of Tick Radio, T-I-K Radio. So, Monica, how are you?
Oh, dude, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate the invitation. I'm honored. This is my first time doing it in English.
Really?
And I've been, you know, yes, I've never done it in English. Like, having, you know, someone invite me to the show in English is very particular. Thank you. And it's very inspiring, you know, going through the difficult times that we're going right now, especially, you know, my country, which is Mexico. But I'm very happy and very honored to be here.
You know, that's one thing about being here in America. You know, I mean, everything we hear is America, 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 America. We don't really hear what's going on. We might hear a little bit of what's going on in Canada, but not very much. But we never hear what's going on in Mexico. Never. So I think it's great.
Yes, it is. It is. That's what I've been experiencing myself, too. And I've been, you know, people don't have, you know, the whole picture of Mexico. And because there's so many different states, you know?
Yeah. And we got a large Hispanic community. And I'm sure that they need an avenue to be able to hear what's going on at home. And I admire you for using Tick Radio for that kind of stuff. That's just great.
I think my heart and my intuition back in 2017 gave me this kind of a hint. We were having the earthquake, 2017. And we were, you know, trying to gather all the information, and a lot of people, you know, were under the buildings in Mexico City. So going into Twitter and Facebook and all this social media, you know, it was so hard for me to kind of narrow down and have a streamline, you know, of communication, up in communication, so we can send the help, make sure that the roads and, you know, everything is. And that's kind of, I grasped it. We did it for almost 6 months. Via, you know, Facebook and cell phone. And it was, even my phone exploded with all the information, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's when it hit me and I got, you know, I need to create a space, but I wasn't ready back then. You know, I wasn't ready, but I was kind of still helping from my little corner of the world. You know, I'm not in Mexico. I'm in the United States. I was in the United States. Now I'm in Mexico. Uh-huh. But it was very unique the way Mexicans and you know, the community engage, and my neighbor, and they need this, and I'm sending this, and I'm going to send food. And that's how we started doing everything. And we sent close to 40,000, how do you say, toneladas, tone, T-O-A-N-S, tones. And
tons?
That's the tons, yeah. Yeah.
It's a measurement
40,000
of weight.
Tons,
yeah.
Yes, of food to
wow.
Oaxaca. To Mexico, we use airline, and I was only doing it through the phone. You know, I was not physically there.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got the hint, and I got the, you know, the how important it is to communicate and ask the right questions, you know, and talk to the people. But, you know, you needed to be bilingual, and you needed to be, you know, because there's so many Americans that wanted to help. We were crossing, you know, importing, exporting help, making sure that all the Americans wanted to help, you know, the earthquake and the help to get there. We needed to track it down, you know, so it was a lot of work. All work was a nonprofit, you know. I was doing it on my spare time, and then I even dedicated nights and days, you know, on this. And we accomplished the goal. And that's how I realized that it was needed. But I wasn't ready back then. And after my dad passed away, I, you know, it was a lot of suffering, and I needed to help, you know, I needed to grieve, and I needed, and this is how I'm grieving my process, helping others, you know, if I'm able to help you, if I can be that space, if I can be that experience, that momentum that is going to change the point of reference, I want to be that. For my community, and that's why I created TIK Radio.
Man, that is awesome. What does TIK stand for?
TIK stands, my daughter was born premature. She was a preemie baby, 25-week baby with a 33% of expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the hospital for close to 100 days in the NICU in San Diego. So by the time she got out of the hospital, I was told that it was going to be a very, you know, observant path for her because she could have some delays in speech and that. And at 2 years old, she was diagnosed with autism.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not speaking and she was not talking. She was only pointing. And we started a very deep therapy at 2 years old, ABA therapy. But I did it 9 to 5 in the school environment. And then plus I changed my home environment as an ABA therapist. And I became ABA therapist. So at that time, I got offered a job to, you know, because I study communications. I study in university to be, you know, radio station and journalism. So I got offered a job to be, you know, a radio station in Spain. By online. And I said, well, I can only do it an hour. And they were, okay, yeah, we can have you an hour. It's okay. So when I started doing my radio station, I see my daughter grabbing the microphone and wanting to talk, but she was not talking.
Uh-huh.
And the first word that she said was tica.
Tica.
Tica was tica. Yeah. Tica was the elephant of a Barbie movie. It was a blue elephant of an island.
Uh-huh.
And she loved Tika. Tika was, so I remember I was crying, you know, because it was the first word she said
sure.
Close to 3 years and a half, because she was not even saying mom. She was not even saying, I remember I called all my family, you know, she said Tika, Tika. So Tika was the first word. And that's how I said, Tika's going to stay for me, you know, T-I-K, but in Spanish it's Tika.
Uh-huh.
You could say tick, but I didn't want to put the A because Tika has, you know, there's another company called Tika. So that's why I, you know, kept the TIK rate, TIK. And TIK, I opened, you know, my movement, which is a movement of who I am and what I've been going through, you know, as a single mom and what represents my life. And then one of my passion is TIK radio.
So when I say tick radio, it's really Tika radio.
It's Tika radio in Spanish, but I have to say it Teika so people can understand.
Okay.
Teika radio. they got it. So the K sounds different in Spanish.
All right, but
in English, you say tick or tick.
Okay.
Or T-I-K. But in Spanish, you know, K is, has an A at the end.
Okay, so if I say if I say tick radio, you're not going to get mad at me.
No, no. No, as long as you identify that this is, you know, not at all. And people will call me Tick, you know, hey, Tick, Tick, Tick. And it's so confusing because there's other, you know, platforms with this name that, you know, it's kind of the first letters, you know, gets confused. But, you know, I don't, I just feel that it was needed for me. I have TIK homeschool. I have TIK autism. I have TIK astrology because those are the things that I've been, you know, in my path, and I have linguistic as a translator interpreter because I'm a medical interpreter and translator for the school districts, you know, and I work for the mental hospital. So it's so many things that, that TIK represents. It's my life. It's my, and that's how I think I can inspire others, you know, to become. And I think you sense that on the image of TIK, you know, it's a lot of passion, a lot of creativity, a lot of inspiration, you know. And I want to transcend the linguistic and the cultural barriers that we have. And that's why I open it. I do everything in Spanish, too. I'm even inclusive, you know, when I'm doing my shows, I'm translating as much as I can. My I have an admin that she's translating, and she's also doing it while we're having the show, you know. So it's, we want to keep it that way. Queremos tenerlo de esa manera para que todos los radioescuchas de toda Latinoamérica puedan tener un lugar seguro, un lugar donde podamos, donde podamos nosotros entender, celebrar, tener esta, esta, esta trascender estas barreras de, de lingüística y de cultura. I just translated what I say.
No, that's fine. That's fine because, you know, I like how we've developed a little bit of a an association between Tick Radio Podcast and the Old Man's Podcast because I have a passion for reaching out to the Hispanic community, the Spanish speaking community, but yet I don't speak Spanish, so I can't do that. I have a very brief Spanish introduction that I play every morning. And it was done by a real good friend of mine, Roberto Jimenez. And I think he says basically, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast. You can find us on Apple. And, you know, I think he just does a real brief introduction. But that's why I wanted to do it because him and I were talking. And he was asking me, you know, it says, how are you getting downloads from Mexico? And I go, yeah, I'm getting a couple downloads from Mexico. He goes, let's see if we can boost that number. I'm going to do a little intro for you in Spanish. He goes, because there's a lot of people. He's a Mexican national. He's from, I don't know where he's at from, down around outside of the outskirts of Mexico City, I believe. But anyway, he's been here for quite a while. He's got his U.S. citizenship. But he says, you know, people will listen to your podcast because it helps them learn English. I go, okay. He goes, but if we say something, if we do something at the very beginning, if we do a Spanish introduction, he goes, that is like we're welcoming them. Now they'll feel a part of the podcast. They'll feel like, you know they're there and you know they're listening and it makes it's just opening up your arms and welcoming. So I said, okay, let's do it. And man, I tell you, my downloads from Mexico jumped. They really did, you know, so more people are listening to it. And that's why I like being associated with you, just so we can, you know, maybe down the future, we don't know, maybe we can do some kind of combined thing and just reach out to the Spanish-speaking community. I just have a passion.
That will be great. That will be great. I even, you know, right now before you and I talk, I was talking to a group of volunteers because we're right now volunteering and sending all the information for the hurricane that hit Acapulco, Guerrero. Guerrero has a very low-class people on the mountains, on the which is Sierra Acapulco. Mm-hmm. And the help is not getting there. You know, there a lot of families are very frustrated, and you know they're not getting the water, they're not getting the help. So they just call me and say, "Can we use your platform?" And I said, "Yes, you can. Can we use it daily? Can we ask for help? Can we?" Yes, you can, because that's how I found out that people were, you know, using the way they teach English in Mexico. They send you to listen to music. To something that comes from your listening, not talking, listening. Mm-hmm. You know? So I kind of figure that Podbean, a lot of the people that I was seeing in the platform, you know, they were saying, "I'm here to learn English. I'm here to learn English." And now that I'm getting it, you know, they're listening to me in other countries like Ghana, Iran, you know, other countries. Sure. They will come to my show and they will tell me, "I'm here because my teacher told me to follow you." Mm-hmm. You know, because I can learn English. Robert, one of our friends here was there, and he's like, "Good, you know, someone is listening out there. Someone is catching the beauty and the purpose of it. You know, celebrating this language and estas experiencias que son únicas, celebrando el idioma, la trascendencia de lo orgánico al hacer un movimiento donde podamos ayudar, a movement that we could help, you know, and people from diverse backgrounds. I get people from Africa telling me, you know, I want to tell about my agriculture. Can I talk to you? Can I talk on your show about agriculture? Perfect. Let's do it, you know, mm-hmm. And maybe we can learn together.
Exactly.
Lo mismo con Mexico. So the same thing with Mexico, you know. So I kind of, you know, your friend is right. You know, they come into the platform to learn. So might as well, you know, do it an experience of fostering the cross, you know, the crossover, the cross-cultural exchanging and understanding.
Right. And if we can help, if we can get help through our platforms to bring awareness to any issues that they are having and that kind of stuff, it just makes it more valuable, you know.
Yes, they just asked me right now if we can use my platform to make sure that we announce all the lost people that they cannot. Right now, I'm connecting families in my platform. I'm connecting. They cannot allocate families at this moment, so you know, I recorded the podcast and it's there. They're sending it so they can listen to it. I'm reading list people that are, you know, in different shelters. I'm reading it so they can have it recorded, you know, and it's there. So they can track it down and kind of know where exactly and connecting. I received emails. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your show. Thank you for sending. I was able to allocate my family. I was able to get a hold of, you know, these people for your live show. So that's what it keeps me, you know. I don't know if you've seen me, but I've been ongoing this whole week and doing it because I know we're reaching.
Yes.
Sabemos que estamos llegando a los corazones. Sabemos que estamos llegando a la gente. La ayuda en Acapulco, en Guerrero, ha sido devastadora. Toda la gente está tratando de mandar ayuda voluntaria. Los familiares no pueden comunicarse y nuestra plataforma está siendo un medio de comunicación. Están encontrándose familias y por eso seguimos habilitando la plataforma. We continue, you know, to habilitate and open the platform. And because there was no electricity, so, you know, there was no internet. Mm-hmm. So there were, you know, the only point of reference, it was going to be us at some point, you know, when they open up the Wi-Fi or satellite internet, mm-hmm. you know, we were going to be there. So they know that we're there.
That's why I try to make it a point to share your Facebook posts because, you know, I mean, you have your followers and I have my followers. And when you share a post, of course, it goes out to where, you know, well, to all your followers. Well, if I can take that same post and share it throughout to my followers, now we're increasing the numbers of people that are seeing those important messages. So mm-hmm. I want to tell you that I want to do the same thing with my podcast, the Old Man's Podcast, because if you've got a special message that you're going to record and you want to get out, all you need to do is contact me and say, I've got a special message I want to put out. I want to put it out live. Well, I'll go live on the Old Man's Podcast and turn it over to you. And then I'll say,
okay,
you know, this is the Old Man's Podcast. We're working together with Tick Radio, and Monica's here to share a message. And then bam, you take off and you just do what you need to do. And now we're not only reaching, you know, the message isn't going out to just your listeners and followers. Now it's going out to my listeners and followers too. And we'll get those messages out. I have no problem in doing that. And
thank
I just
you.
Want you to know that I'll do that.
Thank you.
And of course, no cost. I mean, you know, we have to help each other. You know, we have to help each other get messages out to the community. And, you know, I'm really kind of irritated by people that they'll do stuff, but they want something out of it. You know, I'll do this for you, but I need you to, but no, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. I just want to help you reach your community. So Monica, I can't tell you enough. I'm serious about this. If something comes up and you do your podcast, you can turn around and get a hold of me, and I'll fire it all up on my platform, and you can go live and do an all Spanish. You know, you can do an all Spanish or a combined. I don't care. I just want to help you help your
people,
help the people. I mean, it just, that's what we're all here for.
And you know what? It's gonna be a fascinating experience, not only for, you know, for your listeners, but they're gonna feel. I'm getting the feedback right now of what I'm doing, and you know, there's only one person here trying to, you know, because I have, before I give out all the information, I have to verify, you know. So it's a lot of work. Verify the communication, verify the source, verify, because you have to verify before you go, you know, live. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fascinating if we work together and kind of stimulate, you know, and allows all this participation, because you get a lot of, you know, a lot of people that participate on your show. We could get a different point of reference. I'm going to give you an example. Mexico has good FEMA. I think FEMA is the protection for emergency in the United States,
yeah,
right?
FEMA,
we
right.
call it protección. Uh-huh. We call it protección civil in Mexico.
Okay.
Protección civil in Mexico is not. It is organized, but they're sometimes the logistic. You know, they're not taking into consideration the low class. You know,
right.
and it's an example of this. Acapulco, it's a tourist. So they're. All the news and all the people and all the videos that you're listening is, oh, they're only caring for the tourists and the infrastructure of the hotels. They have insurance, you know. People are telling, we don't have insurance, you know. So it's kind of giving them a point of reference. So right now, I would love, I'm looking for people that are expertise on hurricanes that we have in the United States,
mm-hmm.
that I'm willing to translate. You know, help me. If you can give me a point of reference for Mexican authorities, you know, for volunteer groups that are very heavy. I'm working with, you know, Topos is the kind of the biggest volunteer team that goes into, you know, when there's disasters. They're just getting donations, you know. They do this as a volunteer. There's so many volunteers. I have four groups that I'm right now working with. If we get a specialist from U.S. regarding hurricanes, how to work on the field, people in Mexico are worried to go and get shelter. La gente en México está preocupada de buscar un refugio. ¿Por qué? Porque les van a robar su casa. They're afraid that people are going to get installed, you know, whatever is left. They already lost most of their things, you know. But if they leave their house, the other people are going to come and, you know, take everything that is there. So they don't want to go look for help.
Mm.
They don't want to go to shelter. So, you know, if we get a point of reference, you know, of an American or someone that, you know, has experience and disaster, we can have volunteers work on this logistic kind of a, you could do this, you can minimize this, the impact, organize. Why? Because I know for experience and being a bilingual person living in a first world country for close to 30 years, studying there, having my parents grew up a business and coming from a third world country, from my family, I know that I was able to open my mind because the United States has so many resources. You can learn so many things through libraries, there's a lot of information out there that sometimes Mexico no tiene. México a veces no tiene el alcance a esta información. México no tiene a lo mejor la experiencia. Entonces, hacerlo bicultural, binacional, bicultural, binational, leaving the best of world of both worlds in a podcast, in a community that is open to everyone and everyone can learn. That's my ideal world. That's for me, this is what I'm talking about.
Your passion, Monica, is contagious. Let me just say that. you speak with such passion and I love it. You are genuine.
Sometimes my passion makes me cry. Emotions are there. And I think you experienced once.
Well, if you start crying, you're going to make the old man cry. So be careful.
No, I promise.
I remember the first time you came to my show and I said, hey, you had a story. You wanted along the topic that we were talking about traveling and this and that. And you had a story about one of your travels, and I said, "Well, call in, get on the panel." And you called in, and it was I felt such a camaraderie with you, and I could feel the passion because we got off. Sure, you shared your fun story, but then we got off on other things, and your passion just engulfed us. I mean, it was just awesome. And I'm always posting your stuff, telling people to listen, like, and follow your podcast. And
because you have
so much to give and so much to offer to people. And plus it's doubled because you're bilingual, And I just see that as such a valuable thing there. I admire you, Monica. You are such a dynamite, great person.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I feel the same. I felt at home. I think we're connected. Maybe in a previous lifetime or, the energy. I felt that I was, it's familiar. It's like I needed to come to your show. I needed to contact you. I cannot explain in words. And sometimes, we work in a different, in a different kind of a dimension, but maybe we're working at the same time. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we're getting connected. So I think this is the time that I needed connected with you because in knowing that your community, you also have a Hispanic community and I am trying to open and stimulate this for my country because I know that when I was young, I wish I had someone that would give me a point of reference to understand so many things. I want to become that person. I want to be that person for you. Yo quiero ser esa persona para ti. Esa persona que yo en algún momento no pude tener o ese punto de referencia donde puedas encontrar todas tus respuestas, toda una solución, verlo proactivo. A way to look at proactively, mm-hmm. A way to find a resource. I kind of give you, okay, you cannot do it this way. We'll do it this way. If not, we'll find. We already know the no's, right?
Right.
I'm going for the yes.
Exactly.
Ya sabemos los no's. Ya sabemos nuestras limitantes. Ya sabemos nuestros problemas. Pero yo quiero ir por los sí. Let's go together for the yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. What can we do for this, I might not have the experience, but maybe you have the experience. Maybe the old man you know, listeners have the experience. Come on and help us understand, you know, this is what PIK Radio is for, you know, open channel, open communication, and, you know, working together.
You know, and Monica, it only takes one person. It only takes one person to have the vision ignited within their soul, in their heart, and then they'll take off and run with it too. And then they'll get the word out. They'll be talking, and then they touch another heart. And it's, like I said, it's contagious. It'll take off, but we have to be the ones to get the word out. And correct. I think, and you're doing such an awesome job. Awesome job. And
thank you.
You know,
thank you.
People, all the followers and listeners of the Old Man's Podcast, you need to listen, like, and follow Tick Radio's podcast, TIKRADIO podcast on Podbean. Now, I'm sure you're on, you have to be on other platforms, not just Podbean. They can like me, they can listen to me on Apple Podcast, yes. Google, Spotify. What other platforms are you on, Monica?
Let me tell you what other, because I don't know them. I have to look at them.
That's okay. I got
know
a list.
I uploaded. I'm in Spotify. I'm in TuneIn, Alexa, and iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, and Samsung Podcast, and Podchaser, and Boomplay. We're trying to get the Apple, because I used to have an Apple ID, but they're trying to identify that. So we're working on that.
Great. And, you know, a lot of the ones Podbean makes it easy. They make it easy for you to get Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music. You know, they make it kind of easy. You can go to their one section that says distribution or something like that. They'll help you get your podcast out there. I don't know if you already know that or not. But
yes, I tried to do. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Apple. Podbean is a beautiful, you know. It's very, very friendly. Very friendly.
User friendly. Yes, it is.
Yes, it's very user friendly. I grasp, you know, things very fast, and I was, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not that high tech, but
no, I'm not yes, either.
So I kind of grasp, you know, a little bit of here and there, and it's been, you know, very grateful. I'm grateful, and it's from the heart, you know. It's not from. I don't want to be here for, you know, I would love to have a 100% show in Spanish, but, you know, I want to do it diversely. And I get so many visitors from other countries that I'm constantly, you know, telling my listeners, I'm going to translate if you hear me speak in Spanish. I'm just doing the same thing that I'm saying in English.
Sure.
I'm translating, you know. Lo mismo que yo le decía, muchas veces tenemos... radio escuchas o tenemos personas de otros países, y para mí es muy importante estar traduciendo el contenido. ¿Para qué? Para que todos se sientan incluidos y todos te entiendan que estamos dando la misma información en una plataforma para todos. I just translated everything in Spanish.
See, and that's perfect, because, you know, you got people that are trying to learn English that are Spanish speaking people, and they don't quite catch everything you say in English. So then when you turn around and say it in Spanish, well, now they got the whole message.
Right.
Now, I like that.
And they can always go back and play again the episode. You know, they can always go back and review it and kind of, oh, this is an expression. Oh, this is how they say it. Oh, this is the word that they use. Oh, I see. So they're really good. You know, people will make notes.
Yeah.
And learn that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. I was going to tell you, excuse me, when I was trying years ago, when I was trying to get the Old Man's Podcast on Apple, I was filling out the forms. I was giving them all the information I could give them, but it was always coming back that it didn't go through. It didn't go through. It didn't go through. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Why can't this go through? I was using the wrong size photo. Because it says the images for your logo and that have to meet a certain pixel range. And I'm so ignorant when it comes to computer stuff. I didn't know. I thought all pictures were the same. So I had my friend, I had my friend Roberto come over and he looked at it and he goes, "Your picture's too big, man. You need to make this smaller so they can accept it." Oh, so I made a smaller picture and it just went bing, bang, boom. It was done. They accepted it. I went, "Well, I'll be a son of a gun."
Nice.
It's so funny. Oh man. This has been heaven talking with you, Monica. I adore you. I love you to death. You've got such a great, powerful vision, and you're, like I said, your passion is contagious, and I just love it. And is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we close this down?
Yes, I wanted to let you know that I know we're going through difficult as a humans, you know, difficult times, not only Mexico, all over the world. And I'm just trying to send a message out through TIK Radio that we need to keep ourselves, you know, in a positive and environment and make sure that we understand that in chaos, like when there's chaos and difficult times, there's always miracles. We have to look for the miracles. Mm-hmm. We have to look and we have to open our eyes and open our heart, open our minds and find the miracles in it, you know. And it, do not engage in anything that is negative. Do not respond. Do not react, you know. Do not reflect. Just move forward. Move forward and just take one step. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, send the message. A toda mi comunidad, a todo México, sé que estamos pasando por una situación muy difícil como humanidad. Para mí es muy importante que entendamos que dentro del caos existen los milagros. Y tenemos que tener esa mente abierta, ese corazón abierto, esa alma abierta para poder encontrar esos milagros. No reaccionen, no se involucren, no respondan si no es algo positivo. Siempre proactivo y sé que van a encontrar el milagro. I just want to make sure you know, because I'm trying just to, my heart, it sometimes, you know, gets really sad of all the things, and I'm just using my platform to convert that, you know, that sadness and that grief into something positive.
You know, Monica, one thing I like, I haven't done it in a while, but I did it not too long ago, but I put out a video. I used to belong on TikTok. And I put out a video on TikTok, and you by all means can use this in your show. I asked people, why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? What is it that you're mad about? You need to ask yourself, why am I mad and why am I so angry? Is it because you really understand all the stuff that's going on? Or are you mad and angry because someone told you you need to be mad and angry? And I think that's what's going on. We are constantly being bombarded by media and this, that we need to be mad. We need to be mad. Look at, we have a border crisis right here in the United States. But who are they mad at? Who are the citizens mad at? They're mad at the Mexicans. Why are you mad at Mexicans? Mexicans really aren't the ones that are trying to come across the border. It's all the other evil people, the terrorist groups and all this and that are coming across the border. You know, the drug dealers and that, the regular citizens. So why are you mad at, why are you mad at Mexicans? And I always ask people, they're not the problem. You know, there are other issues. So we need to examine ourselves and we need to ask ourselves, why am I mad? Why am I angry? Because someone told me to be that way? And 9 times out of 10, it's because we've been told to be mad. You need to be mad. No, I don't need to be mad. You know, we as people, we can have, and we probably do have, all kinds of differences. But that doesn't mean that we can't get along. That doesn't mean that we can't be friends with each other. We can be friends Correct. With each other, even though we disagree on certain issues. We can still be friends. Sure. That's how we have healthy debates. That's how we work issues and problems out. That's how we meet compromise, you know, because we work and we communicate. You can't do that with people if you're constantly being told you need to be mad at them. So, you know, we need to...
Correct.
We need to get
That's
together.
That's amazing. So are you still doing it, or you have it on a video, right? On TikTok?
There was a video on TikTok. I think it was on Instagram too. But just a couple of shows ago, I brought out the question again, asking people, you know, you need to stop, look in the mirror and ask yourself, why are you mad? Why are you so mm-hmm. mad? You know, why are you so mad? And then stop. You know, our emotions are choices, you know, like anger.
Correct.
It's a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be confronted with something that you don't agree with and that you don't like, but it's how you react to that that is the issue, you know. Are you going to...
Sometimes, and there's a saying in Spanish, lo que te choca, te checa, which means... what really bothers you on other people is kind of giving you a check system in yours that you have. You need to work on that on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, you know, kind of, if you're seeing it and you're getting upset and you're getting mad at it, maybe you need to reflect on how you're, you know, seeing it and which filter you're seeing it. Lo que te choca, te checa. Yes, that's how we say it.
My good friend, you've heard me mention him several times, Roberto. Him and I don't agree. We don't agree on, I won't say a lot of things, but some key things him and I just do not agree on. And, you know, we've had some pretty pretty hot debates on issues, you know, but when the day's done, when the conversation ends, we're hugging each other, give him a kiss on the cheek. And you know, when we just tell each other we love, hey, man, I love you, man. I love you too, brother. You know, yeah, you're mi amigo, man. You're my man. You're my man. And, you know,
claro.
We don't let our differences destroy the friendship and the camaraderie
claro.
that we have. Because that...
Claro, no dejas que tus diferencias, no dejas que tus, si no están de acuerdo en lo mismo, van a destruir la camaradería. Yes.
I mean, that's all we have. That's all we have. And and I've always said this too, the biggest problem we have in our world, this planet Earth, is that we have governments that are trying to rule the people. And if the people of the world would unite, if they would put all their differences aside and unite as the people of Earth, The governments
mm-hmm.
would tremble in fear, because the only way they can control us and the only way they can rule us is if they keep us mad, angry at each other, and afraid of them. Well, they're nothing to be afraid of. You know, and
es muy importante lo que está diciendo the old man. Está diciendo que de alguna manera, si nosotros nos uniéramos y dejáramos de no encontrar este coraje o este odio con el gobierno, porque ese es el problema que tiene el mundo. Tenemos gobiernos que nos están tratando de manipular, que nos están tratando de poner enojados. Si nosotros dejáramos a un lado las diferencias y no nos relacionamos de esa manera y nos relacionamos uniéndonos, la única forma en la que un gobierno puede controlar o manipularte es teniéndote enojado, teniéndote peleando, quejándote. Entonces, de alguna forma, si nosotros nos uniéramos y pusiéramos las diferencias, pudiéramos superar, ¿no?, lo que está tratando de hacer los gobiernos. Yes, I agree with you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just translated because it was an important message.
Monica, you never,
like, what did she say?
You never have to apologize me for doing translations and speaking. You know where my heart's at. You know how I feel.
Thank you.
Stop apologizing. You know, I mean, that's our mission. That's That's a joint mission of Tick Radio and the Old Man's Podcast, is to just reach out and touch people. And, you know, I feel like I am slowly going from just reaching out to English-speaking people to Spanish-speaking people, too, because of my association with you. And, you know, it's all about reaching people and making people feel good about themselves, good about life, and getting them and keeping them moving forward, you know.
Correct.
If we, let's see, if we ain't moving forward, we ain't living. If we ain't living, we're dying. So we need to keep moving forward. That's a little saying I have right here on my side of my computer.
Thank you.
It's our mission to keep people moving forward. So,
es nuestra misión tener y seguir apoyando para que la gente siga adelante. Esa es nuestra misión. Tanto The Old Man como TIK Radio estamos trabajando con esa misión. Y por eso estamos aquí platicando y uniendo fuerzas para simplemente darles el punto de referencia a ustedes.
There you go. It's pretty simple. Monica, it has been absolutely a blessing spending this time talking to you.
Likewise.
I am so glad. Every time I talk to you, I feel like we just, our camaraderie just gets a little bit tighter and a little bit closer. We become more like visioned with each other, and you are a blessing. Keep doing what you are doing, young lady, because
thank you for your support, and thank you for being a mentor. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I bless your abundance.
You are making a difference. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. All right, I'm going to close this down. thank you, everybody. Thank you again,
thank
Monica,
you.
For listening, for coming in and talking to us. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We've been talking to Monica from Tick Radio. You need to tune into Tick Radio. Give her a listen. Give her a like. Give her a follow. If you have Spanish-speaking friends, family members that you have in your life, make sure they listen to Tick Radio. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on Twitter or X. But follow, check them out, follow, and be blessed. Monica, thank you. Thank you very much.
Gracias. Thank you for all your kindness and love, and for inviting me. Thank you for your energy. I appreciate you.